on the bottom of Kufya Gimel Amid Bey's last line, Haroveya Vanirba. We listed Psulim in the Mishnah and said that that because they are Psulim.
Good morning, Rabbi Rosen.
Good morning. So we said that because these are psulim, if you bring them chutz, if you bring them outside the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to be. You won't be chayav for chutz. That's the principle we established already back in the Mishnah. So in the discussion to come, we rely on the fact that we have two psukim. They're technically one pasuk. It's in that parsha that we saw already a few days back from Vayikra Yudzayin, where it talked about shchut chutz and halas chutz, and we said number one, vel pesach ol hamoed lo heviyo. If you don't bring the carbon to the pesach ol hamoed, which is meant to exclude korbanos that were roi for bial azara, that were suitable to enter into the azara. And number two, the continuation of that pasuk, lakriv korban lashem lifnei mishkan Hashem, which we understand to exclude korbanos that are not suitable for hakrava. So I have two separate exclusions. One is al pesach ol hamoed lo heviyo, and the other one is lakriv korban lashem lifnei mishkan Hashem. And the question is, where do I apply one pasuk and where do I apply the other? So the Mishnah already informed us when we saw the start of the parak about the roveya, the nirba, the muktzah, the nevad at the bottom of kufiyud beis amud aleph. We use the pasuk of lifnei mishkan Hashem, lakriv korban Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem. So what our Gemara is going to want to know is, why did we use lakriv korban Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem? Why didn't we use vel pesach ol hamoed lo heviyo? That's the question we're going to center on. Va'nami tipuk lemi pesach ol hamoed. The Gemara asks back on the bottom of kufiyud gimel amud beis, why didn't you use pesach ol hamoed? As Rashi says, dalav ruyin hilavo bazar. They're not roits for entry to the Azara. That's the pasuk you should have used. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll take it case by case. Bishlam a roveya v'nirba. Roveya and nirba I can get. Those are straightforward. The answer is, it's talking about where you dedicated the carbon first, and only afterward did it undergo revia, and therefore it was suitable for Pesach al Moed lo heviyo. That pasuk doesn't exclude it. It's only the second one that excludes it. If you take a look at Rashi, he says Bishlam Ruvea Venira Mishkachasla the Itzrich Lamotenu Mila Hakriv the Akdishinu Vahader Nirba'u. We find that you need to exclude it from Lahakriv, the second carbon, because you dedicated it, and then it went revia. The cave into chazu kvar the idhu, since it was suitable for the Beis HaMikdash, and then it was knocked out. Reuyim karina bahu. We apply the pasuk of and realize it doesn't fit because they were roi sheniru kvar. They were suitable. V'lo mimiti mi al pesach diikalamimar hachi amakra. It's not excluded from v'al pesach al moed lo heviyo, because you could read the pasuk this way: v'al pesach al moed lo heviyo b'sheniru. Teaches me liability for shchutei chutz. So I'll tell you, that's talking about where it was suitable and then you shechted it, which applies in our case. It was suitable at one time, then it underwent revia. Aval, however, Sara Mishtalech la'achar vidui mimit me'al pesach shereizeh heviyo k'shenir alava. We use that pasuk to exclude the Sara Mishtalech in yesterday's Gemara post vidui, because it had been suitable to come. U'mishayatz la'achar vidui lo nir alava. Once it's post vidui already, it's no longer suitable to come, as we discussed already yesterday. So the point is that roveya and nirba, I get it. I understand why you can't use al pesach alavoy l'heviyo, because you might have a case where it was at one point Roy Lavo Pesach Ol Moed. Ella, the Gemara asks, but Muktzah V'Nevad, the case in which it was dedicated for Avodah Zarah, it actually was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. My assumption is, as Rashi says, Al Karchach Mikhame Dakdashinu Havalu Muktzah V'Nevad, it must be pre Hakdasha. The Ila Basar Dakdashinu, because if it was after Hakdasha, Sulo Mitzri Baktzah V'Avodah Dein Adam Osir Davashinu Shalom, it would no longer become Osir if somebody worshipped it, if someone dedicated it, because the rule is, it's not yours anymore. Once it became property of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not yours to warp by worshipping it, by dedicating it, as the Gemara says, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein or Shalom. You cannot prohibit that which is not yours. Therefore, the Muktzah Nevad case must be where it was Muktzah Nevad before it was ever dedicated, which means it was never Ro'i Lavo Pesach Ol Moed, which means you should have used the first Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviyo. That's the Gemara's challenge. So the Gemara's answer is, you know what? Not all karbanos are removed from your domain. There is such a thing as a karban that is still yours. Specifically, kadshim kalim, low-level karbanos, the ones that you get to eat some of, according to the view that says that the kadshim kalim belong to you. The kadshim kalim, fourth line, valiba Rabbi Yosi Aglili, following the view of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, damar kadshim kalim amun bailamu. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, you are the owner of the kadshim kalim. Where does this come in? Following Brisa, disanya, umwala mal bashem, and the laws of Mi'ila, regarding having to bring a carbon asham for Me'ila. So we say the pasuk says, Mu'ala ma'al bashem, this redundancy of Mu'ala ma'al and then bashem, the l'rabos kadshim kalim shehein mamono, teaches me. Actually, excuse me, that's not where it comes from. Rashi gives you where it comes from. It's the next words in the pasuk. The pasuk continues to say, "V'chichesh ba'amiso, dvarim sheish bahem l'shem v'la'amiso." That which includes within it something that is l'shem and la'amiso and for another person. L'rabos kadshim kalim shein mamono divar Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He says the law of Me'ila will apply to kadshim kalim as well. Hang on one second. I need to see one more Rashi before this is going to make sense. Just hold on. He says it means to include kadshim kalim, which are considered yours. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili's position. Rashi clarifies what we're talking about here under L'rabos kadshim kalim. Shakofer bohen v'nishba v'hoda chayav aleihem asham gizelos. It's not strictly speaking the law of Me'ila. It's the law really of Gezel and Shvua, where you stole and then you lied about it under Shvua. So if a person ordinarily steals something and then lies about having stolen it, forget kadshim, just in general, he's going to have to bring a karban asham for this false shavua that he took. And kamash v'lani, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is teaching me here that that law applies if you stole kadshim kalim as well. That's the law that's actually under discussion. But what emerges from that, excuse me, is that Rabbi Yosi Aglili considers kadshim kalim to be mamun bailim, to be the property of the person who owns it. Hilchach, therefore, back in the Gemara, Roveya v'nir bad divar erva, muktza v'nev bad avodas kochavim, b'kadshim kalim. I'll tell you that the roveya and the nirba, as well as the muktza v'nev bad, are talking about kadshim kalim cases, and therefore they apply even on something that had already been dedicated. Therefore, it had been ro'i lavo al pesach al moed, and therefore the pasuk I'm going to need to use for my exclusion is going to be lakriv korban Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem, which the Mishnah used. So that solves my roveya and nirba case. That solves my Muktzeh Nevad case. It leaves me with the concluding set of four. Esnan Zona, Mechir Kelev, Kilayim, and Yotzei Dofen. So the Gemara says, what about those? Esnan Mechir, Kilayim, and Yotzei Dofen. Oh, that's Bivlados Kachim. That's talking about young that were born to Karbanos. That's what we're referring to. They need to be under this Lakriv Karban. We'll see Rashi in a moment. Kasavar Vladei Kachim Bavayasan Ein Kedoshim. Following the view that they gain their kedusha immediately, and Rashi explains. If you see Rashi, nearly dachi yasin on esnan mechir v'kilayim yoti dovin vlados kachim kolamar, meaning hanach de atzrachnu is where we're going to read it here. L'ma'utinu we lakriv korban, and those that we needed to use lakriv korban for v'lonaki me'al pesach ha'amoid. We didn't use that other pasuk. Al karchach b'sheniru kavar mari, must be dealing with korbanos that were already suitable. So he says lo mishkachas la ela b'vlados kachim. It's going to have to be talking about the young born from Karbanos. The Iralupsul Bamea Iman, and the disqualification occurred in utero. Diniru love all Pesach al Moed Kodim Shinasu Esnan Umechir. So the Esnan, the Mechir, was suitable as the young of a Karban in utero. It already was Kodesh inside, and then it became Pasul when you used it as a gift for the Zona, when you used it as the sale price for the Caliph. In Bala Akrivas Iman, Hayu Ein Bain al Pesach. When were they suitable in utero? Had you brought the mother as a Karban, they would have been brought too. Because it was dealing with a case where you were actually makdish this kid. Lo mishkachasla, you couldn't have it work. You can't make something that's kodesh an esnan zona. You can't make something that's kodesh a mechir kelev, even by kachim kalim, even in Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The rule is that esnan zona mechir kelev will not apply umikra nafgalan b'tmura. The Gemara in Tmura deduces it from the lashon there lachol neder in the pasuk. It tells me to esnan Chasna and Mechir don't apply to entities that are already Kadosh. V'ibidahavu Esnan v'hadarak deshinhu me'al Pesach Navki. But if it's an Esnan before it becomes Kodesh, then I do it from El Pesach HaMoed. V'chein Kilayim v'yotzei Dofen. And the same thing is true for Kilayim and Yotzei Dofen, not just Esnan and Mechir. D'iyak deshinhu mishanoldu, if you dedicate it after it's born, me'al Pesach Navki. Then it comes from El Pesach HaMoed, because it was... Because it was already disqualified. Ela bivlados kachim de meikara im iman and niru lavo. It must be we're talking about vlados kachim, such that when they were already inside, they were suitable to be brought as a karbon. Which, by the way, teaches me a lesson. I know that yotzei dofen only applies once it's born, because by definition, that's what a yotzei dofen is, right? C-sections don't happen before the kid's born. Never, ever, ever. But it also teaches me that kilayim is only relevant as well, once it's already emerged into the world. That's something that I wouldn't have necessarily assumed. But that's what clearly we're going to have to say over here. So in any case, these four cases we say must be talking about vlados kachim back in the Gemara Kesavar, vlados kachim, vlade kachim b'havayas and in kedoshim. They gain their kedusha immediately. Okay, bale mumin. Okay, Bale Mumin, we listed the whole set of cases. Three cases in which Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanna Kamma. The first case in which he disagreed was the Mum Over, right? The one that has a temporary Mum. The second one was Torshalo Igiazmano, the bird that isn't yet eligible, not until Mishayativa, once it reaches a certain age of maturity. And third was Osovias Bino, its mother was Shechta the same day, and now it's no longer available, or it's young, for that matter, was Shechta the same day. Either way, all three cases are fundamentally the same. An entity that isn't yet ready to be brought as a karbon, but will be eligible later on. And the question is, if it's an early entity, it's not yet ready, and I shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, am I chayav? And in all three cases, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanna Kamma, and he says, yes, you're chayav for a lo sase. So the Gemara wants to know, I think somebody asked when we read it initially in the Mishnah, why did the Mishnah need to list all three cases independently? Just tell me, as a klal, Rabbi Shimon says, mechusar's mano is belav. That's a low sase and finished. So the Gemara is going to explain why you needed to mention all three. Utsrichi, you needed to say all three. De'itana bale mumen mishum de'me'isi. Had you mentioned only the bal mum, I would have said that's physically repellent, and therefore it has a low sase, unlike the others. As Rashi says, mishum de'me'isi ba'odan v'mumun, as long as they are blemished, because it's a mum over, it's a temporary mum, but as long as they're blemished, they are repellent. Patria banan b'chutz, t'lo miskablin b'fnim. So the Rabbanan say, there you're potter, that's where the Rabbanan are going to say, potter if you do it outside, because you could never accept it inside, it's mos, it's disgusting. That's where there's a machlokes, Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon, because it's repellent. Aval Torah in Deloma Isi, but the Torah, the underage bird, that's not mos, you're just waiting for it to become eligible. There's nothing bad about it. So Ema de Modulela Rabbi Shimon. So I might have said that in the Torim case, you would have a machlokes. That's where in the Torim case they would agree with Rabbi Shimon. They would say, this is not a repellent creature, it's just underage. We agree with you, therefore that it's more suitable for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore if you bring it outside, you're chayav below. That's what I would have argued. The Itana Torah, and had you only mentioned the Torah, Mishun de lo chazi v'idchu, I would have said the Torah is less suitable in the sense that it never had a moment when it was royal amizbayach. Not like the mum over, where potentially it's not congenital, and therefore it was suitable at one point. This was never ever suitable, and therefore I might say that's where there's a machlokes. That's where the rabbanon are going to say patur because it was never suitable at all. Aval bale mumen de ichzu v'idchu, the bal mum, which was suitable at one point and then became ineligible. Ema the modelu who Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. Maybe Rabbi Shimon would actually go their route. The e tana hani tarti. And if you only mentioned these two, mishum de psula de gufayu. That's because the psul, the disqualification, is in their physical entity, either because they're underage or because of their mum. Aval also v'as bino de psula me alma ka asila. But also v'as bino, where it's an externally imposed psul, that's a whole different ball. Game. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Shimon that there is a losase involved here, where the disqualification came from internal factors. Maybe they would agree with Rabbi Shimon, yeah, you know what, that's where there's a losase for bringing it, bachutz, therefore it's richa, therefore you need to mention all three. Each one is unique.
So if it's nothing inherent, then they might bring them to Beis Mikdash, the Rabbanan.
Well, therefore they would say it's a psul, and therefore it's a losase if you did it outside, right? It's more likely to be acceptable. There are too many negatives in this. But you're right. What they're saying is that the Rabbanan would have said it's more likely to be acceptable in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore more likely to have a losase if you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's correct. As opposed to the argument that we brought regarding the Torin, where we said it's not mos, and therefore maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree with the Rabbanan that there's no losase at all. It was never suitable at all for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's less likely to be brought inside, and therefore there should be no iser when when you did it chutz. That's correct. The question is likelihood to be brought inside. The one with the mum over is repellent, less likely to be brought inside. The Torah was never suitable, less likely to be brought inside. Oso vez beno, the disqualification is external, therefore it's more likely to be brought inside. We're arguing different ways, correct? Tzricha. So therefore you needed to mention all three. Good. However, we still don't know where Rabbi Shimon invented his losase from. Where exactly did this come from? So that's what the Gemara wants to know, and we're going to bring two explanations. My time of the Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say there's a losase when the creature is unready? So Amar Rabbi Yila, Amar Reish Lakish, De Amar Kra. My pasuk, lo sa'asun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom ish kol hayashar be'enav. Moshe says, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, don't do the way we do it today, each one doing what is yashar. So yashar, we'll see it. It's the next line, might as well see it. Amalu Moshe li Yisrael, Moshe says to B'nai Yisrael, ki ailisu la'aretz, when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, and when we say enter into Eretz Yisrael, what we mean is Gilgal, specifically, which is a Bamas Tzibur. Okay, know that he's referring to a Bamas Tzibur. Yisharos Takrivu. Hayashar Be'enav, bring Yisharos. Rashi says Yisharos means Nedarim Unedavos. That's what we're talking about. Neder and Nedava is Yisharos. Chovos Lo Takrivu. Don't bring Chovos, which Rashi takes to mean the Chovos Lo Takrivu. Ish Shabachem Lo Yakriv Shum Chova. Don't bring any Chova. Va'afilu Be'Bamas Tzibur. Even in Gilgal in the Bamas Tzibur. Adche Tavo El HaMenucha. Until you come to Shiloh, where you say Amanucha El Amanucha Vel Anachla, we said the other day, Vikrivim, and then you brought it. Alma, we see. Chovos de Gilgal Mechusari Zmanheim Ad Kiavo Shiloh. So anything that was a Chova during the Gilgal period was called Mechusar Zman. Until you could come to Shiloh, he brings you that pasuk from Balak, the Ad Kiavo Shiloh. It's a play on words here. The Vikrivim Sham, and then you would bring it. Uka Amarachmana, Rashi continues, the Torah says lo sa'asun, don't do osam b'Gilgal. Umashma beba bamas tzibur of Gilgal, the big bama, beba bamas yachad or private bama. Ama mechusar's man bebama below sa'asay. That's how I know that there is a lav. There's a play on this. Magalios Hashas quotes from Avram Yehuda Wertheimer. The line in the Gemara: Ki ailisu la'aretz, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, yisharos takrivu, chavos lo takrivu. Make sure that you only perform mitzvos. You only do yisharos, that which is yashar. You don't do a chova. You have to be Yesharim. I don't know what happens before you enter Eretz Yisrael, but at least in Eretz Yisrael. So the statement here that Reish Lakish makes reading into Rabbi Shimon is, that's my pasuk. My pasuk says, don't bring mechusarei zman in Gilgal, and continuing back in the Gemara, the Gilgal lagabe Shiloh mechusar zmanu, this is what Rashi already told us, Gilgal compared to Shiloh, which is menucha, is mechusar zman, is lacking in time because the karbanos are not eligible to be brought, not because of psul and the karba, but because we don't have a place to bring them. Ukamar lehu Moshe lo sasun, and Moshe said, here's my lo sase. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zeira, if so, milki nami loki. There should be malkos for bringing them. Alama ama Rabbi Zeira. Why did Rabbi Zeira say hakasuv nitko laasei? That it's actually a lav. It's a lav hanitak laasei. Now this is not really a lav hanitak laasei. Very important to know. Tosos jumps on it and says, don't think that. As Tosos says, his opening words on the top of the Yamud, ein zekishar lav hanitak laasei. This is not a normal lav hanitak laasei. What is it? A lav hanitak laasei means I have a lo saasei. One second. I have a lo sase, and the ase comes along and says, but here's your remedy. Here's what you get up and do in the event that you already put yourself in this position. You left the korban over as no sir? Exactly. So we can talk about all bunch of them. That's not the case here. Hakasav nitkola say here means that it was downgraded from a los asay. All you violated was an asay. That's what we mean when we say that a pasuk hakasav nitkola asay. It's saying bring it in the proper place. That's all it's saying, is that it's an asay. So the point is, I don't understand. Your pasuk is los asin kachol asher nachdos in bayom. This is a los asay. Why aren't there malkos? So the Gemara answers, Animili l'rabbanan, l'Rabbi Shimon achinami. He says because Rabbi Zeira's statement was only within the view of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say we downgrade it to an asay. But guess what? As far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, you do get malkos in achinami. There are malkos for that. Go ahead. That's absolutely what we're going to do. That's one answer. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak can be a second answer. Penim de Gilgal legabe shilo kichutz dummy. He says no. He says the pnim in Gilgal being my bamas tzibur, is compared to chutz regarding Shiloh. If you take a look at Rashi, he walks you through it. Take a look at Rashi. Hang on. Rashi pnim de Gilgal lagabe Shiloh chutz lagabe chovos. As far as the chovos are concerned, which are not roi, hold in okasha lakravaso, since it's not kasha for akrava. Hilkach, therefore, bachutz hu de ashkechan be losa say mishum iser bama velo bithnim. The losa say apply. The losa say is going to apply specifically by chutz, but not bifnim, not if you do it there. In other words, what he says is this lav that Rabbi Shimon applies is only applicable if you're chutz lemekomo. It's not considered a normal chutz lezmano. In other words, Rabbi Zeira's statement that we downgraded to an asay referred to chutz lezmano in the proper place. That's where he said it's downgraded to an assay, as opposed to if it's outside, when it's going to be a losa assay. Why? Because in Gilgal it was a losa assay. That's the idea. Was that what you were going to say? That's what you're trying to say? That's the way that we read it. So again, my read on the pasuk is losa sun kechol asher anachnu osim pao hayom. That's my love. As far as your question of, well, then why aren't there malkos for chutz lizmano? My answer is either yes, there are malkos for chutz lizmano, or alternatively, the malkos are only going to be for chutz lizmano, which is also chutz lemekomo, because that's what's implied by the pasuk of losa sun kechol asher nachnu osim pao hayom. It isn't simply chutz lizmano; it's also chutz lemekomo. That's the idea.
You need both.
You need both. Correct. Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay. That's my first answer. Rabba gives me a different pasuk.
What's chutz in
Gilgal? It's chutz l'mekomo, because since this is not Roy as a place for chovos, the whole thing is chutz l'mekomo. You're asking for the physical definition of chutz, right? So I think we said chutz l'klayim, right? In the original discussion about bringing karbanos in Gilgal, I think we had said in our chart that for Gilgal, yeah, lifnim min haklayim and chutz min haklayim was our definition. You did. As I stated in the Mishnah. Yeah, if you take a look back in the Mishnah on Kufi Bezim and Bezim, they talk about where you eat Kachay Kachim. We said, Bo Gilgal Hutra Bamos Kachay Kachim Nachal Nufnim and Aklaim. So if there are no Klaim, everyone reads that Mishnah and says, we got a problem. That's your Chutz. But the point is, Gilgal itself regarding Chavos is Chutz L'mekomo. Everything is Chutz L'mekomo. You did a weave. The same linen curtains that you're using when you're in the Mishkan. Yeah. Yeah, we can keep them. We recycle. Okay. Rabba Omar. Rabba gives me a different pasuk for Rabbi Shimon. He says, Taimei de Rabbi Shimon kidisanya. Rabbi Shimon's reasoning is like the following brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayim lezoveach Pesach bebamas yachid bishas isra bamos shuvalos asay. Let's say you bring the carbon Pesach on a private bama when bamos are usur. Okay? You did it anyway. How do you know there's a lav? Talmud Lomar, because the pasuk says, Lo suchal lizbamach es hapasach. Okay, you can't shecht the carbon Pesach be'achad sharecha wherever you are, etc. So he says yachol af bishas heter abamos kain. I might think that would apply also when bamos are mutter. We would still make that statement that the Pesach would be under the iser bamos. In other words, the heter for bamos will apply to all other karbanos, but not to the carbon Pesach. Literally at one of your gates, but what we take is, Lo amarti lecha, I didn't say it's asur, ela b'shar shekol Yisrael nechnasin b'shar echad, except when everybody enters a single shar, i.e., bamos arasur. The point is that bamos arasur, everybody's going in one shar, because you can't use bamos. That's the idea. So only at that time are we going to say that the Pesach cannot be brought outside, but the Karban Pesach could be brought in a bama otherwise. Amos. So now, what time during the day on Erev Pesach are you talking about? Going back to the Reisha, where the Reisha said that if you shech the Pesach on a bamas yachid, you're under a lav. When during the day? Inim achar chatzos, if you mean after midday on Yudalid Nisan, in other words, at the right time for the karban. So you're saying at the right time, just in the wrong place, you're going to get a lo saseh. So then karis namenichayev, you should have karis because that was suitable to be brought inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's what we call shchut dechutz. El olav kodem chatzos. So it must mean that it's before chatzos. So therefore it's mechusar zman. That's our point. It's mechusar zman and you have a lav for bringing it outside. So is Rabbi Shimon deducing it based on the fact that regarding Karban Pesach we say that if it's mechusar zman and you bring it bachutz, you're going to be chayev. You're going to have a lav. This is my lav. Comes from here. That's the theory. To which the Gemara says lav dafka, not necessarily. La olam la achar chatzos. I'll tell you that pasuk is actually after chatzos. Then wait a minute. Why isn't there kareis? It's right bifnim. Ubishas hetarabamos kai. The answer is it's talking about when bamos are permitted. If you take a look at Rashi, bishas hetarabamos kaomar kamo begilgal v'nova v'givon. Right when bamos are all right, because that's just a bamas tzibur in Gilgal or in Nova Givon. Dehutru bamos yachid la'ola u'shlamim, where they were allowed to bring ola and shlamim, the yisharos, right? They were allowed to bring on their own mizbeach, vashmi'inon kra, and what the pasuk is teaching me is, delagabe chovos, as far as chovos, like the Karban Pesach, not exclusively the Karban Pesach, but like the Karban Pesach, ikolos sase, there is a lav at that time. V'lav mishum mechusar zman, it's not because it's mechusar zman. Da'achazu hashtu b'bama gedo, because they could be brought on the major bama. All it's saying is there's a lo sase involved. This pasuk that we are using here of lo suchal is barachas pasach teaches me a lav for bringing your chovos outside of the bamas tzibur in Gilgal / Nova Givon. To which the Gemara says, only one problem. V'habish as isra bamos ka'amar. You didn't read your braisa very carefully. It said, minayin lezavech pesach b'bamas yachid bish as isra habamos. This is not a shas isra habamos. So he says, yeah, but isra bamalo, heter bamala chavero. Your isra is my heter. It's an isra when it comes to bringing the chovos. However, it's a heter bamos time for the yisharos. So we don't mean isra bamos across the board. Right. That's the idea. So I think in the end, if I understand this correctly, which is not a given, we've actually taken that pasuk out. In other words, we thought that would be Rabbi Shimon's pasuk to say that you are chayav in general from a chusar zman, chutz lemekomo. But what we're now saying is, even where it's, that pasuk applies, where it's not a chusar zman, where it's at the right time, but it's chutz lemekomo. I think that pasuk is no longer usable. I think we've rejected that pasuk, if I got that right. Okay. And if not, they'll find out in 7.5 years. Mechusar zman, we continued to say mechusar zman not just for the karbanos, mechusar zman also for the owners. And we mentioned a series of cases in the Mishnah. This is a very revealing Rashi we're going to see here. It's too bad Mati had to leave. He would have enjoyed this Rashi. But the cases of mechusar zman for bailim, we mentioned the Mishnah were hazav, v'hazava, v'hayoledes, v'hamitzora. Right? Those were our four cases. If they bring their chatas and their asham versus if they bring their ola and their shlamim. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, Vahani Bnei Ashamos Ninu, what Asham? You don't bring a carbon Asham when you finish being a mitzvah.
Zava.
We don't bring, when you finish being a Zava or a Zava. So Amar Ze'iri answers, Tini Mitzara Bahadayu. He says, you're right. We should have mentioned the Mitzara as well there in the Mishnah. And in fact, when you go back and read the Mishnah, Mitzara is there. somebody read Zeiwi's comment and inserted it back in the Mishnah and said, oh yeah, Mitzaras should be there too, because he has an Asham to bring as part of ending his period of Tzaras. The Olosein Vishal Mehen, we also said, so the Gemara asks, Vahani B'nei Shlomim Ninu? These people don't have a Shlomim to bring as part of ending their period, the Zav of the Mitzaras. They don't have a Shlomim to bring. So Amar Rav Sheshet has Tni Nazir. Rav Sheshet says, you're right, Nazir should be there also. The Nazir does have to bring a Shlomim. And now he says, Dizi'iri Kav'u HaTanoi. The Rav Sheshes lo kavu atanoi. Zeiri's comment include mitzara that made it in. Rav Sheshes' comment include nazir did not make it in. So take a look at Rashi. The Zeiri kavu atanoi lemisni b'maskisim mitzara behedya. That did make it in to say mitzara explicitly. So much so that when I first read the Gemara, I said, "What do you mean? It says mitzara." But the Rav Sheshes lo kavu atanoi. Umi uanan mishanin lo b'gemara. We give that answer in the Gemara. V'kavim lo b'gemara haki, and we say it in the Gemara. Kikol chisuri mechsera dehashas. Like every chisuri mechsera in the Gemara. This is very important because when I first learned Gemara, I was taught, and maybe this was because of an emuna question or something, but they told me that when a Tana says chisuri mechsera, he's not simply editing the Mishnah. He had an addition somewhere that suited the chisuri mechsera. Rashi here indicates otherwise. Rashi here said you could still squeeze it in if you wanted to, but I think Rashi is more mashna that actually what's going on is the Amora is saying the addition you have of the Mishnah is simply incorrect. Logically, it doesn't work. This should be there, and no one went back and said, "Okay, this really belongs in our Mishnah." So the Gemara had to give that answer. That seems to me to be the way that Rashi understands Chisuri Machzera.
When we had the last that was my Dvar Torah, that Rebbe intentionally did that, so to not make Torah Shavit Bal Peh Bichtav.
So he left it out in order.
Mechzerah was intentional, so that he...
That's a very dangerous game, you know. That's a really dangerous game for Rebbe to play.
Well,
he's assuming a lot.
He was leaving that there would still be some concept of Torah Shabbat Peh, because
that
wouldn't be complete.
Very interesting. Okay. Makom Menichla Vosinuli is God there, but they gave us something to say. Good.
Right.
Okay. Weiter. Amr Chulkiya Bartuvi, or Chulkiya Dever of Tuvi, depending on your edition. Lo Shanu Ella Lishmo. He says the regarding this Asham, right? Not talking about the Chatas, as we'll see in a moment, and Rashi tells us here. But talking about the Asham, when we say your Potter, if you bring that Shalom Bismano outside the Beis Hamikdash, he says that's only if you bring it Lishmo. Aval Shalom Lishmo, but if you bring it Shalom Lishmo, such as Rashi says, you declare it to be an Ola, so then Chayav, then you're going to be Chayav. Why? Because you could have had that brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. It would have been kosher, because we know the rule since the beginning of this Masechta, any carbon other than the Pesach and the Chatas, if you bring it Shalom Lishmo, is going to be kosher. It doesn't work to fulfill any obligations you have, but it's fundamentally a kosher carbon, and therefore it's not Shalom Bismano. Shalom Bismano. It's no kapara, no. But it's not Shalom Bismano anymore. Now it's Bismano, and therefore you did it chutz, you're going to be chayav. The p'tur is only if you try to bring it lishmo, in which case it's chutz lizmano, it's mechusar zman. That's the idea. Iachi, so the Gemara says, well, if so, lishmo nami nechayiv, hol v'roi lishalo lishmo bifnim. We should go even further and say, even if you do it lishmo, you should be chayiv, because it would have been suitable to be brought shalo lishmo outside. You're assuming that bringing something shalo lishmo is not a horrendous thing. You're not supposed to bring things shalo lishmo, right? It's like the fellow regarding the Shura Niskal, who says, I have amigo, because I could have been my shore. I could have taken my shore out of Beis Din. What do you mean you could have taken your shore out of Beis Din? You don't have the right to take your shore out of Beis Din. That's what you're trying to do here. You were trying to you're telling me you would have brought a shalol lishmo. This is royal shalol lishmo bifnim. But the Gemara says in any case, and we reject it because boy akira, or the bachas mechusar akira, it's lacking the akira that happens when you do a shalol lishmo, the uprooting of the name. Right now it's an asham. Right now it's not an ola. So therefore it's too far removed to be called suitable to be brought inside. You follow? Is that clear? It would have been suitable to be brought inside had you stopped calling it Asham. Had you instead said, Bessie, you're now an Ola, then you're right. Then it would have been Roy Shalom Lishmo outside. But you never did that. Okay, and God willing, you'll pick up with that on Shabbos.